I'm John Peters, one of the founders of Callaway's Nursery. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now here's Neil.
Well, John Peters, I thank you for stopping by this morning. Very nice of John to stop by. And John's my friend. He's been my friend for many, many years, way back in the 70s. And we go back a long ways, and it's been fun to watch Callaway's develop. They sponsor this entire hour. And everybody on that Callaway's team, they have a really great HR department, because they hire some of the nicest, friendliest, best-trained employees. They really know the nursery industry. Every one of them there with your best interest at heart. So, with all 19 Callaway's open in a couple of hours this morning, for the rest of the day, they'd love to see you come into Callaway's, and I hope you'll tell them, hey, Neil was really bragging about you guys this morning. You can even be that enthusiastic if you want to. That would be good. If you tell it to a manager or an assistant manager, that would be, you get double credit for the day if you do that. We'll let you take tomorrow off from school. Give you extra recess time and Skittles to boot. So we're here to talk about the plants at your place, and all you have to do is pick up your phone and punch in this number, and I'd love to see those phone lines fill this morning. The number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We have Steve Huddleston, who always starts our program, and we'll go to Steve in just a moment with the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report, but right after that, we'll be looking for your call at 800-288-WBAP. And that translates numerically to 800-288-9227. Please, let's fill up those phone lines. There are a lot of people who just wore themselves out with football scores yesterday. Whether you were rooting for the Aggies or rooting for the Longhorns or maybe rooting for the Sooners, or we were rooting for the Buckeyes. That one turned out to be not as close as it looked like it might be. My wife and I graduated from Ohio State. I'm a native Texan, but at that time, A&M, my hometown, didn't have quite as strong a program. We had three in my department, and they had 243 at Ohio State, and I transferred as a junior for, I think, rather logical reasons, and then came back and got my master's there as well, so, and got a wife there, and so we do root for Ohio State, so that was fun, and we were doing our income taxes yesterday. That was not fun. Oh, gosh. Oh, they need longer extensions. This just isn't enough. Oh, not funny, is it? Anyway, we're here to talk about gardening, and that will be great. So call now. Mike Bass is answering the phones. You won't find a nicer phone screener, board operator, smart person to work alongside than Mike Bass. 800-288-9227. Let's go to Steve Huddleston for our first call of the day as we talk about the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil.
I really appreciate your checking in with us today. The Fort Worth Botanic Garden is always lovely in the autumn, and things cool down, so it makes a wonderful place to visit. We'll give you directions and all of that in just a moment. Steve has been filing these reports for well beyond 20 years with us, and I am very grateful for that. You're going to be talking about one of my favorite plants, and I would make other than a size issue, I would make a wonderful hummingbird because they love it too. What's that plant?
Well, that is Flame Acanthus. The botanical name is Anisacanthus quadriferus, a variety Ridei, but anyway,
sure it
Flame
is.
Acanthus.
Sure it is.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody has now committed that to memory.
I'm sure. Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, this is a perennial that is native to West Texas. It's looking great now. We feature it in our trial garden as well as in the fuller garden. It blooms midsummer through frost. It's covered with long, slender, red or orange tubular flowers that hummingbirds absolutely love. This plant is drought tolerant. It loves the heat. It's a small shrub that works well in the perennial border. Does benefit from periodic shearing or even severe cutting back in late winter. Does well in a sunny, well-drained exposure throughout the state, and it's a good site. It's a good choice for sites with poor soils and reflected heat, as we have in our trial garden. So anyway, it's hardy through zone 8, and it's root hardy to zone 7. So we've had it in our trial garden for for years.
You're kind of within the city, therefore, well, you weren't when you opened, but you were out in the country probably when the Botanic Garden opened. But now the city has grown way around you, and so you have that urban heat impact, and so yours probably rarely, if ever, freeze to the ground, correct?
Correct.
Yes, and those who live out in the suburbs, you may have them freeze to the ground. I live outside McKinney, and ours do freeze some. But they come back robustly, and it's just beautiful. It's a kind of a wispy little woody shrub perennial type plant, isn't it? And the flowers are not extremely showy unless you're a hummingbird, but they're just charming. It's a beautiful plant. Someday I'm going to do the research on finding out how it gets lopped in by name as an acanthus. That just seems improbable. It doesn't look like an acanthus. Inland sea oats. Now, there's a plant that will show up in your landscape. Tell us about that one.
Well, this is a native grass. This is a clumping, deciduous grass, treasured for its showy, tan-colored, drooping seed heads that look like pressed chevrons. Very decorative. It gets about 2 to 3 feet tall, prefers partial shade and moist soil, although it will tolerate dry shade. But it is a shade-tolerant native grass, very decorative. It does recede profusely, so, you know, you can have lots of it. It does recede, but it's very useful in the landscape.
I believe translating that to another form of English, it may invade adjacent flower beds.
Yes, it's very opportunistic, But you know what? It's excellent on a slope. It holds the soil very well. We have it on the slope in the Rose Colonnade, and it's beautiful on that slope. The spring new growth is very attractive.
He's not coming exactly close to my comment, is he, folks? But it's beautiful. I have it in our landscape, but you do have to pull up the ones you don't want when they get out of the bed a little bit. Inland sea oats, it is a gorgeous ornamental grass, and there aren't many that do well in the shade. Fall plant sale this week. Tell us about that.
This is a big week for us, culminating Friday and Saturday with our plant sale. But before then, we have a preview class this Tuesday at 6 p.m. People can learn about the plants that we will have in the sale, and they can learn how to best navigate the plant sale on Friday and Saturday.
All right, now I want to stop you long enough now. You're going to be talking about memberships, and why don't you explain what that means right now at this point?
Well, there's a membership in the Botanical Society. That's the only membership that we offer at this point. But anyway, the class Tuesday night, it's $15. You pay $15, and that becomes a voucher that you use at the plant sale itself. Then we have a pre-sale for members on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m., and you can join the society or purchase a membership at the pre-sale and then qualify for your member's discount at the sale. And then we have the general sale on Friday, this Friday from 2 to 6, and then Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have just a plethora of annuals. Well, we do have some annuals, but lots of perennials, both for sun and shade. We've got shrubs. We have a wonderful assortment of plants. I mean, things that you can't find at your typical box store.
Okay. And I just want to make sure, because I interrupted you and I don't want to get us off track here. The preview class Tuesday, October 9 at 6 p.m. is not necessarily just for members of the Botanic Society.
No,
you're welcome to come to. If you want to come to the pre-sale where you get first dibs, is that a fair way to phrase it? That would be 4 to 6 p.m. Thursday, October 11 at the Botanic Garden in the Grove, and you can join right there and get the member's discount right there, so you don't have to do it ahead of time. You can do it right there.
Right.
And then the Friday sale open to the general public, members or otherwise, 2 to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 2. Don't come Saturday at 1:30, folks, and expect to see the full assortment.
No.
All right. And tell folks where the sale is in general terms. Let's talk about how to find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden and then zoom in on that specific area.
Well, the garden itself is about 2 miles west of downtown Fort Worth. We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park. The best place to park for the plant sale, you take the I-30 access road towards Montgomery Street. But before you reach Montgomery, you pull into the weekend parking lot, and the sale is just right inside the fence there.
All right, so it is a different location than we normally give when you're coming in the main entrance to the Botanic Garden.
Yeah, don't come in the main entrance. Yeah. Just take the I-30 access road as if you're going to Montgomery and pull in the weekend parking lot.
All right. All right. That's fairly easy. If you have questions, you can go to the website, which is?
FWBG.org.
And the 24-hour recorded information line is?
That is 817-392-5510.
This is Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden with his weekly report. Steve, we appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Talk to you next Sunday. That report is sponsored today by the wonderful people at Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, Texas' premier roofing specialists. They've been serving the entire Metroplex with the finest in roofing since 1986. They have the experience of tens of thousands of roofs installed. Add one more to that because we have a roof at the Sperry House installed by Wortham Brothers just a few months ago. They do all kinds of roofs. Don't think you're going to stump them on some oddball roof because they do all of them. Composition roofs, of course, that's bread and butter for any roofing company and most especially for a great one like Wortham Brothers. Clay and concrete tile, metal, slate roofs. Can you imagine? Isn't that something? New or residential re-roofing, they do it all. If you've had any kind of damage this year from hail or wind, even if you're not sure if there was damage, let them take a look. They can identify any kind of damage you might have. The one-year anniversary of some of the damage from last year is coming up soon or will be. Let them take a look and let them show you what you might have. If you are about to sell your house, you need to have your roof inspected before you put it on the market. Better that you find out on your terms than after somebody does a home inspection prior to a sale. That could cost you a sale. Changing insurance companies, have the roof inspected first. Make sure it's covered, fixed under the old carrier. Wortham Brothers Roof Inspection is absolutely free and without obligation. They are the roofing company. It's built on integrity, quality, and innovation. Wortham Brothers, the roofing company I'm proud to recommend because they are the roofing company that's been on our roof with a new roof. Wortham Brothers Roofing, call them today, 972-562-5788. Serving the entire Metroplex, 972-562-5788, WBRoofing.com, Wortham Brothers Roofing Company.
I'm Cliff Baker with Callaway's Nursery in Richardson, the first Callaway's. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Cliff, very much. I was there the day that opened. That's fun. Let's take our first call today, and this will be Terry in Lake Highlands. Terry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil. Over in Lake Highlands, we have some magnificent live oak trees.
Yes, sir.
And we're starting to notice that there's like brown small patches scattered all through them, you know, from tree to tree. Is that oak wilt?
Probably not.
Oh, God, thanks.
Don't be sure about it. It probably would merit having them inspected. Are you talking about patches maybe from bowling ball size up to 2 or 3 feet in diameter?
About 3 or 4 feet in diameter, yeah.
That's probably squirrels that have riddled the branches. If you were to clip one of those with a long-handled pole pruner and drop it to the ground, prune it just below where the dead leaves are, you'd probably find that the bark had been chewed.
Well, this is all over the neighborhood.
I understand that. So are squirrels.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
They're... Yeah, if you ever are on Beltline Road, there's just one that I go past and see every year, and it's been riddled every year. It's on, there are two, actually. The one that is most obvious, more obvious of the two, is west of Hillcrest. Let me think. East of Hillcrest, between Hillcrest and Coit, there is a park, a soccer field, and there's one out in there that's just, I'll bet it's a third brown. And it's squirrels doing that. So, anyway, that's on Beltline. Well, but I would have a certified arborist come take a look. I'll have an ad for my sponsor a little bit later in the program, and I don't do plugs and referrals as answers to questions. Just always been my policy. But if you go to my website, all of my advertisers are listed there. I would have a certified arborist look at the tree and confirm it.
We'll do that. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate the call.
Uh-huh.
Mike is in Fort Worth. We'll go to his question next, and I really want to talk to him. Stay with me, Mike. Dan is also in Fort Worth, and we're going to talk about that. Both of these are tree questions, and I think I can help both of you, and they are questions we haven't had in a long time. One of them we haven't had at all. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This is my book. It is the book that I wrote specifically for you because I wanted to be able to say, this is the best book I could possibly write. I chose to do it myself, to self-publish. That meant a lot of things. I had to find an editor, and I called Carolyn Sky. I had to find a graphic designer. I called Cindy Smith, and the three of us met at a Market Street meeting room at a big table. Table's still there. We've met there a time or two after. And I said, here is what I want to do. And they said, we'd like to be involved. And we worked on the book for a year. I was working with the A team. Those ladies are so good. And Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is the book that we put out. 840 of my photographs, 344 pages on high-quality paper. Colin Flood was my printing consultant, found Clear Visions in San Antonio. I wanted the book printed in Texas. It's a hardback. All of this adds up to a great, I think, gardening reference book, and yet it's only $33.95. If I'd gone through a publishing house and all their committees, the book would have been half as good, and it would have been $50 or more, and it probably would have been paperback printed in China, all of which I wouldn't have been very happy with. That's why I decided for the first time in my life to self-publish. The only place you can buy my book is through my office, through our facilities, not on Amazon, not in stores. That's another way that I cut the cost dramatically. So here, and it covers all aspects of outdoor gardening in Texas, and I will sign every copy of the book that we sell. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You can see it and read more about it at neilsperry.com, and that is also the best place to buy it. NEILSPERRY.com. But you can also call my office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Here's that number, 1-800-752-GROW, with an O, 1-800-752-4769. But the better way, you can order right now at neilsperry.com.
When it comes time to work on your lawn, the folks at Ace are ready to help. They know you have a list of things you need, and Ace has them all. From the quality brands you trust, they have the best products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more. All hand-selected to keep your lawn and garden looking their very best. And your neighborhood Ace store also has local experts who know the right questions to ask to make sure you get everything you need. Stop by your local Ace store and pick up Scotts Disease X Lawn Fungicide.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Most good gardeners know what it takes to get great results. Sun, water, and fertilizer, along with the right soil. Cow manure is the perfect way to condition this soil. You know, there's a reason why those cow pastures are so nice and green. Now, you don't have to get a shovel and drive out to the pasture to collect your own. We make it convenient. Just pick up the bright yellow bag of Black Cow. It's the best fertilizer because it has 10 times more manure and 10 times more nutrients than the other guys. For more details, check our website at blackcow.com. That's blackkow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure.
Chickadee dee dee, chickadee. That's the song you'll hear when nature's cutest bird visits your yard. At Wild Birds Unlimited, they believe birds shouldn't eat the fillers contained in discount seed blends. They sell the seed birds actually want to eat. Talk to their experts in Arlington, McKinney, Burleson, Dallas, Flower Mound, and Keller. Or find Wild Birds Unlimited at wbu.com/DFW. Wild Birds Unlimited. They bring people and nature together.
Don't know if you've been in those stores, any of them, but they are fabulous and they do know their birds. Thank you very much. Let me tell you about Andy's Sprinkler Drainage and Lighting. You know, after all that rain a couple of weeks ago, the drainage aspect of Andy's might be something you'd want to look into. If you are in the market for a new sprinkler system, let me suggest Andy's to you for that as well. And let me tell you why. You're going into the winter time, and things in the winter are dramatically different than they are in the summer. You don't need to water on a regular basis nearly as much in the winter as you do in the summer. In the summer, it's very predictable. In the winter, maybe not so much. It may be 38 degrees. It could be as much as 70 degrees in the winter. It makes a big difference in the wind and the drought and things that can happen in the winter, or just the opposite. Well, if you get a smart controller, and they have several brands that they feature, then they can help you water only when your grass and your landscape need to be watered. I have Rachio smart controllers at our home installed by Andy's, and let me tell you, they are amazing how they control when the sprinklers run. It's been 2 weeks since any irrigation happened at our house, thanks to the big rain of 2 weeks ago. And I can look on my phone on the app, and I can tell when the next irrigation will happen, assuming no rain. Now, they can fix all kinds of problems that you just don't know how or don't want to. Malfunctioning or broken valve stations that don't water at all. You can't figure out why. Controller installations and calibrations. Smart controllers. I can't figure that out. I'm semi-intelligent, but that's the semi part of it. The other half of that, the other semi, that leaves me out. Line leaks and water flow pressure adjustments. They do all of that at Andy's. And they do drainage solutions as well. 972-418-6998. 972-418-6998. Serving the Metroplex, Andy's Sprinkler Drainage and Lighting. TrustAndy's.com. TrustAndy's.com. And that's 972-418-6998.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Ed Jordan with Callaway's and Hurst. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Ed, very, very much. Let's go back to the phones. Let me give you the number again. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Mike is in Fort Worth. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
My question is about Eagleston Hollies, your experience, and whether they would be good for planting in the Fort Worth area.
They would not be good for planting in blackland soil or anywhere that you have white rock beneath, in my opinion. I'm very opinionated about hollies because I love hollies, and I think they're the best shrubs that we have as woody shrubs go. I have 30-some kinds in my landscape. I have chosen not even to try that one. And the reason is any of the big hollies that have American holly in their lineage, Ilex opaca, are pretty well doomed to iron deficiency. They will get down into that white rock soil, and the black clay soil is extremely alkaline. They need more iron than we have in the Metroplex. If you get east of Kaufman, if you get over toward Athens or Tyler or the other side of Sulphur Springs, they're going to be great. I love them. They're big, beautiful hollies. East Palatka is another one. I would love to live where that one would grow, but they just don't do well over a long period of time. They'll look good for 2 or 3 years. Eagleston has been brought into this market and touted, and you don't see them as 10-year-old trees in landscapes very often. The only exception would be in places where they have brought in entirely different soil, replaced everything, and most people can't afford or don't have the desire to do that.
Yeah. So the Nelly R. Stevens would be a better choice.
It's for far better. Yeah, far better. Okay. Anything that does not have Ilex opaca or Ilex crenata, crenata is not going to be in the big plants, but Ilex vomitoria, the yaupons, will do well, all the different kinds of yaupons. Oakland holly is another good big holly. I have luster leaf holly, and I don't remember the species of that one, but it has leaves as big as a red-tipped photinia, slower growing. It almost looks like a magnolia, which isn't a bad large plant, a little gem magnolia. I'm going far afield now, but all those are better than the Ilex opaca hybrids.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
You're welcome. I appreciate the call. All right. Let me see where I am. It's news time. News time, everybody. And we will come back. Dan in Fort Worth, you'll be next, and I'll sure try to help you. Dallas Plumbing Company, been around a little bit of time, 1903. How many companies do you do business with that have been around since 1903? I'm waiting. I'm still waiting. Well, if you're a customer of Dallas Plumbing, you have counted to one. Right now, you can save up to $2,835 on a new Carrier high-efficiency air conditioning and heating system that could pay for itself in just 3 to 4 years. Or you can choose 0% interest for 6 years. Call the air and heat experts at Dallas Plumbing Company for details and your free estimate. That number is 214-761-6779. 214-761-6779. Or visit DallasPlumbing.com for more information about this and other special offers. This is a great company. They have been doing plumbing for the North Texas area since 1903, and 65 or 70 years ago, they signed on and were accepted by Carrier to become heating and air conditioning sources as well. Family owned and operated in all of that time. They're in a fourth generation business now. They have licensed, drug tested, and background check technicians. You will be happy to see them drive onto your driveway in those lovely, clean, orange and black trucks. The oldest plumbing company in the Metroplex. You need to call them. That is Dallas Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. They serve all makes and models, and they are a factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts and let them know you heard me talking about them. That's Dallas Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning. For more information or to schedule an installation or an on-site visit or for any kind of plumbing help, 214-761-6779. On the web, it's DallasPlumbing.com.
Licenses M39503 and TACLA 38830C.
You into Callaway's right now, it is all about autumn. Come experience the thrill of bright fall colors and beautiful fall plants, including their amazing selection of matrix pansies. Callaway's hand selects the very best matrix pansies, specifically for their large blooms and lasting performance. They look delicate, but matrix pansies are tough, Texas tough. They can handle everything the weather dishes out. They still bloom continuously all the way until spring. At Callaway's, you'll find a large color selection of 4-inch matrix pansies. Regular price is $1.99, on sale for $1.48. You'll love them all through your landscape. Fall is here, so tell yourself that at 85 degrees today, but it still is a great time to get new garden services that Callaway's now offers. Get them out to your home to do the great things, like their pick and plant where you pick the plants and then relax while Callaway's employees do the planting for you, or their landscape design and installation. They work with you to design and plan and install a garden that is just what you've wanted. Oh, that's nice. That's a new addition to the Callaway services, and you know it'll be done right. You can always count on Callaway's to bring you the very best in plants and services, everything backed with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. To find out more, visit the website. That's at Callaway's.com. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. Callaway's.com.
Now, what's trending
on WBAP and WBAP.com.
North Texas doctors pleaded guilty to drug dealing charges. I'm Dennis Martin from the WBAP 24/7 News Desk.
ClassicChevrolet.com, WBAP.
First traffic and weather on the ones.
Construction's closed the HOV lane both directions on I-30 between Center Street and the President George Bush Turnpike. Bridge work is closed Beckley Avenue over I-35E. Traffic detoured onto Zang Boulevard, Clarendon Avenue, and 12th Street. And, of course, the State Fair of Texas is tying up traffic all around Fair Park when the fair gates are open. Until October 21st, you should expect congestion all around the surface streets near Fair Park and delays, sometimes extreme, on nearby I-30. Let us know about any traffic problems you might see. Just call the traffic tip hotline, 214-765-5299. WBAP forecast, cloudy today, chance for some afternoon showers and storms, high temperature 88. More of the same tonight, low 72, and it'll repeat tomorrow on Monday. Continued cloudy, continued chance of rain. Monday's high 84. Right now it's cloudy, 77 degrees in Dallas. A former North Texas pain management doctor was accused of prescribing painkillers that contributed to the deaths of at least 7 people in 2 states, has pleaded guilty to federal drug dealing charges. 57-year-old Howard Diamond of Sherman pleaded guilty to conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute controlled substances. Dr. Diamond will spend 20 years in prison. Police chief in Garland will soon have a new role. Chief Mitch Bates has taken a newly created position as deputy city manager and chief operating officer. He'll remain police chief until his replacement is hired. City officials in Garland are saying that should take another 6 months. From the WBAP News Desk, I'm Dennis Martin. Next update's at 9 o'clock. 24/7 news coverage at WBAP.com.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. Let me tell you about Mueller right now. Mueller Steel, buildings for permanent storage. Why should you pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble. They're affordable, and they offer a permanent storage solution that's right there conveniently in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on their color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-268-3553 or visit them at MuellerInc.com. This is a great Texas-based company. I am so proud to have them, so proud to get to tell you about Mueller. Mueller means so much more.
Judge Kavanaugh becomes Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh.
On this vote, the ayes are 50, the nays are 48. The nomination of Brett M. Kavanaugh of Maryland to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
He will be a great justice of the Supreme Court.
Full coverage at the top and bottom of each hour.
Plus 24/7 discussion, always.
News Talk 820, WBAP.
WBAP.com.
I talked to you a lot about sunburst shutters. A couple of notes that I made one of the last visits that we made to the sunburst shutters factory. And I want to kind of bring those back to visit about them. They have reclaimed wood shutters. They got into the business making wood shutters. And, you know, there's so much interest. Well, now most of their shutters are made of polywood, and I'll go back to that in just a moment. But they also have reclaimed wood shutters. There's a lot of interest in that rustic look, and they can do that for you. They have stained polywood. That's the man-made material, but they can stain it for you. And they have hidden tilt shutters. That's a real innovation. And barn doors, sliding barn doors for your large door openings in your home. One thing that I want to mention to you also, Hurricane Harvey, you know how bad that was. And somewhere in all of that, they were sent photos of sunburst shutters made from polywood that went through the floods, and they were unaffected. All they had to do was wash them off, and they were ready to put up once they fixed it, repaired and replaced the walls. That's the durability of sunburst shutters. Made of polywood, it's a man-made material, it looks like wood, And from 18 inches away, you can't tell it isn't wood unless you have about an 8-foot flood in your home and get all kinds of silt and debris up against it. And then you wash it and you say, that wasn't wood, because it doesn't crack or warp or split or peel. It's sunburst shutters, plantation style shutters, 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louver size. Sunburst shutters are simply the very, very best. And I can speak from firsthand experience because we've had them for many years. Sunburst shutters. See them yourself. Let them bring samples to your home. They're also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, obviously, and Waco. 214-343-2601. Nice people. 214-343-2601. Sunburstshutters.com.
Let the Texas Certified Nursery Professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's help you. I'm Ryan Martin from the Custer Road Store in Plano, and now back to Neil.
All right, thank you, Ryan. Let me go back to the phone lines. We have Dan in Fort Worth. Dan, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I've got a mature Chinese pistachio tree. And I don't remember this happening in prior years, but it has just a multitude of clusters of little black balls, most of which have fallen off by now. It's also lost most of its leaves already, which seems a bit early. And since the tree overhangs the patio, this has made a constant mess of that patio for the last two or three weeks. Am I just misremembering prior?
No, not at all. And I've had probably 30 questions about the very same thing from other people, so you're certainly not alone. I tracked down a lot of, a bunch of those questions came about a week ago, and I did a lot of homework on pistachios dropping leaves and shedding their clusters of fruit prematurely. The fruit was mummifying and dropping early. And I talked to several arborists, and nobody offered any kind of a concern. Nobody said, oh, yes, it has such and such an insect or such and such a disease. This was attacking or happening to, I don't want to say attacking, was happening to trees that were 15 or 20 years old. It was not 5-year-old pistachios. I'm used to hearing this kind of thing on young trees that have had no protection from sun scald after they were planted, and they will go downhill because of sun scald on the trunks. But by and large, these were larger trees. And the best I can figure out in looking online, spending a couple of hours working on this, the best I could figure out was that this is just some odd development out of the weather of this year, and that they should be okay coming out into the spring. I would recommend, if you have concern, if the tree has a lot of value to you, maybe you do have a certified arborist come look at the tree and see if he or she sees anything wrong with it. But the people I've spoken with are well familiar with the problem and have not seen any evidence of insect or disease involvement.
Okay, well, that's encouraging.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. We don't know. Uh-huh. It is odd. And the really odd part of it is that there can be three perfectly healthy, normal-looking trees right beside it. And that's what causes you concern. They're not all handling the situation the same way. So I don't know.
Okay, well, I just have the one, so I don't have any comparison.
Well, they're up and down the block, and you'll see some doing it and a lot not doing it. And so spring will tell the tale, and or maybe before that. But we're not seeing, at least I'm not seeing anything that I can put my finger on at this point. And I did try. I spent a lot of time looking at it.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Appreciate your call. Have a good day. Let's go to Jeff in Pottsboro. Jeff, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Certainly.
Hey, back in May or June, I installed a pallet of zoysia grass in a small backyard area we have.
Yes, sir.
And the grass is doing good. It seems to have taken just fine. My question is, do I need to...
You dropped out on me. The question is, do I need to? And then I didn't hear anymore.
Put a winterizer or fertilizer on it and when?
Yes, it's always a good idea soon. You're getting pretty late. Probably mid to late September would have been better. Another year I would do that, but it's not too late. The problem is we don't know when the first freeze is going to come. But
sure.
I would do it now. And the winterizer fertilizer is probably going to be the if you've been using a high quality lawn food during the summer after planting during the summer and early fall, that same product will be fine for winterizer. There are companies that will put the name winterizer on a fertilizer when it basically can be the very same fertilizer. It doesn't have to be something different. You want a high nitrogen
really?
You want a high nitrogen or all nitrogen fertilizer. And a significant part of that nitrogen should be slow release. That's true 12 months a year, anytime you feed anything, really. And
okay.
There's no difference. It's a marketing thing to say winterizer.
I see. Okay, perfect.
All right. Appreciate your
call.
Sir. Thank you, Jeff. All right, that opens up a bunch of lines. I've not given the number for a while. We have Connie in Cleburne, and we will go to Connie in just a moment. I'm going to take my last break for this hour, but we have plenty of time to take your call. In fact, we have another hour after the newscast, but I have time for more calls after Connie, even this hour. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, Chapter 1 of my newest book, deals with the basics of gardening in Texas. This is the information of weather, the climate zones, the hardiness zones, and why I think the newest hardiness zone map from the federal government is incorrect. Chapter 1 deals with the soil types of Texas and how you can work around them. We don't all have the best soils for growing. Chapter 2 is a calendar, and it's not a calendar like you hang up on the wall with grids. This is a calendar that has 4 pages per month telling you what needs to be planted, pruned, fertilized, and sprayed in that month all through the gardening year. People tell me that's the most valuable chapter in the entire book. Chapter 3 is a very comprehensive chapter dealing with trees, with all kinds of information, a very comprehensive multi-page chart to help you pick the best tree for your needs, and lengthy lists of the best trees for fall color, best trees for spring flowering color, etc. Chapter 4 is shrubs, same kind of lists and descriptions. Chapter 5, vines. That's a shorter chapter because there aren't as many vines. And then ground covers. Annuals, that's big. And perennials, that's as big or bigger. And then lawns, that one took a while. And fruit and vegetables are both lengthy chapters. I spent a year, more than a year, getting this book ready for you. And I guarantee your satisfaction with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It is not in stores and it is not on Amazon. You're going to have to get it through my office or from my website. I would prefer that you do it through the website because that is the easier way for you. The website is neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com, and you can order it right now. $33.95 plus tax and postage. I will sign your book for you, and satisfaction is completely guaranteed. As I said, not in stores and not on Amazon, so I know you've not held this book in your hand when you buy it, unless you've seen a friend's copy, and therefore, I'm more than willing to put that money-back guarantee on it. If you need to order it on the phone because you don't go online, then you can, or don't order online, you can order it from Gretchen by calling Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. But the better way is at neilsperry.com.
As soils go from dry to wet to dry, our foundations are taken along for the ride. Serious damage can ensue. If you're seeing signs of what you fear might be foundation issues, let the experts at Advanced Foundation Repair do their thorough evaluation on your home's foundation. It's free, and if you don't have foundation problems, they'll tell you so. Their work is affordable, and it's guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, Foundation Repairs.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hello, friends. I'm Tommy Brummett. Do you like the sound of children? Then you'll love First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney. We have Sunday school classes and ministries for children of all ages. We have a new building dedicated to youth ministry and young people in all worship services. If you're looking for a church where the love of God is proclaimed and all people are welcome, come and worship with us. First United Methodist Church in McKinney. From the good folks at First Methodist, God bless you and have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Tommy. See you in a while. A couple hours. When it comes time to work on your lawn, the folks at Ace are ready to help. They know you have a list of things you need. Ace has them all. From the quality brands you trust, they have the best products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more. All hand-selected to keep your lawn and garden looking their very best. Your neighborhood Ace store has local experts, people who know the right questions to ask to make sure you get everything you need. And once they've helped you check off all the items on your list, they'll give you some helpful advice as well, so you'll get the job done right. That's because at Ace they have their own list, and great service is at the top. So remember, when it's quality brands that you're after, products like Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more, Ace is your place. Talk to their friendly and helpful people who really know gardening in your part of North Texas. Right now, stop by your local Ace store, pick up Scotts Disease X, that's E-X, Disease X Lawn Fungicide. That's at your neighborhood Ace Hardware for Scotts Disease X Lawn Fungicide.
I'm Sam Rogers with Callaway's Nursery in Denton. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Sam, very, very much. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Connie in Cleburne.
She's on. Wait a minute. Hello?
Hi there.
I need to find out about the, everybody's been talking about those army worms.
Yes, ma'am.
In your grass. And if you have them, how do you get rid of them? What do they look like?
All right. They are about an inch long. They're fat, kind of juicy looking. They are brown with a dark brown stripe running from head to toe on either side. And the first thing you'll notice, they primarily feed on Bermuda grass. Generally, if you look closely, you'll see many of them, dozens of them in an area. If you see the grass turning kind of a pale green or brown because the blades have been chewed off. Currently in the parts of Texas that I am driving around in and riding around in, I'm not seeing army worms actively feeding. I'm seeing the moths flying around, which tells me that a couple weeks from now, then I might want to be watching for army worms again, the third generation of them for this fall. So it's probably, you're not going to see the worms right now, the caterpillars. You'll see the moths, the little kind of beige-colored moths. If you're on Facebook, I posted a photo, a very nice photo from North Carolina State University of an army fall army worm moth on my Facebook page last night. And I haven't looked for an hour, but...
So it's not those big old fat black caterpillars that's coming out now?
I don't want to say it's not those, but I wouldn't call them black. They're tan with the two dark brown stripes.
Now these are dark black.
Yeah, that's probably
I've seen more this year than I have.
Yeah, probably something else. You would be seeing thousands if it were army worms, thousands of them. And in the 12 hours I've had that post up on Facebook, it's at 36,000 people reach so far. It's going to exceed the one I put up 2 weeks ago that went past 100,000. So okay, you can see what Army, if you go on my Facebook page, or if you look at eGardens, my free electronic newsletter of the last couple of weeks, I've shown them time after time there. You can see what they look like.
Okay, I appreciate your time.
Atta girl. Thank you, Connie. Let's go to Pete in Denton. Pete, this is Neil. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I've got a border planting of drift roses that are afflicted with the rosette virus and I'm fixing to remove. And per your recommendation a couple of weeks ago, I was going to replace those with crepe myrtles, looking, I guess, at the dwarf variety. But I wanted to get your recommendation for hardiness and probably looking at, you know, the 12, 14-inch type of height for a low border planting, if you will.
All right, that's awfully short. I'm not sure your drift roses would have stayed that short without spreading a great deal. So the only crepe myrtles that will stay that short are the, and even they will exceed that, will be the miniature weeping crepe myrtles. Now, I'm going to caution you, they are not winter hardy. They're zone 9. You'll end up losing a lot of those. We found out the hard way in our World Collection Park. I would suggest to you the petite crepe myrtles. They're from Monrovia Nursery Company back in the early 60s. They're still my favorites of the dwarfs. The category difference is miniature weeping are the small arching ones. The petite series like petite. Petite white. That's not the right white one, but petite embers and petite plum. Petite plum is my favorite. It's purple. It's beautiful. These get about 3 feet tall, but you can prune them almost like perennials, where you prune like Salvia greggii and some of the other perennials, where you prune them significantly in the winter. It makes my blood boil to see people topping crepe myrtles, but with these you treat them more as perennials. You can prune these, and they do beautifully. So those would be the ones I would look at as replacements for roses.
That's exactly the answer I was looking for. Thank you.
Okay, good deal, Pete. Thank you so much. Doug in Fort Worth, stay with me. I will help you. You'll be my first call up on the other side. The number, folks, 800-288-WBAP. We'll be back.